News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Republic of Ireland's home UEFA Nations League fixture with Israel is likely to be moved to a neutral venue. And meanwhile, there is a motion going before the Dáil that the government should stop the Republic of Ireland's Nations League games against Israel entirely. In a moment, we'll hear from Alan Shatter, who is chairperson of Mag and David Add-on Ireland and former Justice Minister. But first, the motion going in front of the Dáil is a Sinn Féin motion. And from Sinn Féin, we're joined by Mark Ward, who is their TD for Dublin Midwest. Mark, just explain, what exactly is it that your party is calling for and why are you seeking it?
So what we're calling for tonight, our motion tonight, is simply to stop the game. It's not to move the game. It's not to play the game in a neutral venue. It's to stop the game. To me, moving the game to a different venue, to a neutral venue, is an absolute cop-out. Changing the venue doesn't change the facts that Israel are engaged in the starvation, the bombardment, the bombing, the mass displacement, and the slaughter of the Palestinian people. Israel are engaged in genocide. The Irish government must stop avoiding the issue and show leadership. They must stop pointing to UEFA or the FAI and support their motion and give the FAI the political backing and support they need to stop the game. But also the FAI must listen to the demands of the Irish football community, which includes the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland, which you just heard on your news bulletin, and the Irish Football Supporters Partnership, and provide a clear roadmap for the FAI to refuse to participate in the Nations League matches against Israel. To me, and I'm a season ticket holder for the FAI, I'm also a season ticket holder for St. Patrick's in Inchicore, it's inconceivable that the Ireland's national team could be standing under a tricolour that could be used as a prop in Israeli sport washing while genocide is ongoing.
Well, let me bring in Alan Shatter on that then. As I say, chairperson of Mag and David Add-on Ireland and former Justice Minister. Alan, inconceivable that Ireland could be used to sports wash Israel after what they have done in Gaza.
Well, let me start by saying, Mark, I don't know you. We've never met, but I have read some of your social media posts. On the 8th of October 2023, the day after Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Israelis and abducted 251, you depicted Hamas' October adventure as defending Palestinians defending themselves. Within 2 weeks, you were accusing Israel of war crimes and apartheid as 251 hostages remained captive in tunnels in Gaza, and as hundreds of rockets were fired at Israel. And a few days later, you accused Israel of genocide.
Okay, well, I'll give Mark a chance to...
But it is
an ad hominem attack rather than addressing the issue of the game.
No, it's not. I'm coming to background here now. Mark also accused Israel of genocide in 2021. Now, let me say very clearly, Anton, that the lunacy surrounding this football match, initially created by Irish Sport for Palestine, now being run by a subgroup called Stop the Match, is utterly and completely and totally insane. I'm personally completely fed up with the attempt to sabotage every aspect of Irish sport and bring issues relating to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict into it. I'm personally sickened by the prejudice, the escalating anti-Semitism, the selective-based outrage based on false narratives. I'm sick of the false allegation that Mark made just now of Israel being an apartheid state. Easily disproved. Let's have backbone and let this match proceed.
You've laid out a lot there, Alan, so let me bring in Mark.
Just let me finish the one sentence because there's a context. Let the match proceed. Let's not sabotage Irish football. It's back resurging, doing better than we've done for a number of years. The Israeli one sentence. The Israeli team, if it plays in Aviva, it will be seen to be representative of all societies in Israel and will give the lie to the apartheid depiction that Mark and Sinn Féin use.
Okay, now Mark, there is an awful lot there in what Alan has said, both in terms of your own reaction to October 7th and then the suggestion that you have portrayed the Israel as an apartheid state, which it is not.
So, for a start, Alan doesn't have to believe me. Alan can go and look at the facts that are out there. The findings of major international human rights organisations, including Amnesty, including Human Rights Watch and the Palestinian Human Rights Organisation, have found that Israel operates a system of apartheid against the Palestinian people. the ongoing military occupation of the Palestinian territories and the expansion of the illegal settlements and restrictions of freedom of movement and collective punishment and repeat attacks on the civilians in Gaza and the West Bank is the actions of an apartheid state. In 2016, there was a UN resolution which reaffirms that the Israeli settlements in the Palestinian territory occupied in 1967, including East Jerusalem, have no legal validity and constitute a flagrant violation.
Can I ask you a question in this, Mark? Which is, a lot of the people in respect of the Irish football team have said that, look, if you do this, what this does is it hands points to Israel and makes little material impact on any of the issues that you are concerned about. What's the response to that?
I don't think there's an argument when it comes to 6 points for the Irish national team against the ongoing genocide that's being inflicted on the Palestinian people. This is a question of humanity. This is a question of what's right.
But does it make
a
difference
wrong
to that, is my question. Does it make Absolutely. Material impact?
Absolutely, it makes a huge difference. Like we've seen in the past where the apartheid regime of South Africa, when people refused, the countries refused to play sporting games, fixtures against South Africa, how that impacted and changed that regime in South Africa. We've also seen that in 2022, when the decision of Czechia and Poland and Sweden, for example, refused to play Russia in an international competition, there was no action taken by FIFA or the UEFA against these associations for refusing to play Russia either.
Alan,
so there's a clear precedent set out there, yeah?
Let me bring Alan back in on that. Alan, you would be to the kind of concern that there is in Ireland about the manner in which Israel has prosecuted the attacks on Gaza and the impact that that has had on the civilian population. Is there not something to be said for taking a position that makes clear our national horror at civilian death?
The tragedy that befell Gaza was initiated by Hamas invading Israel, and the tragedy of civilian deaths in Gaza is a consequence of Hamas using individuals as human shields and preventing, and I emphasize the word, vulnerable civilians in Gaza from accessing the 500 kilometers of tunnels that Hamas used for terrorist purposes for their own protection. Look, let's be real here. We boycotted Eurovision. It had no impact of any description on anything to do with anything that's happening in the Middle East. We're now want to self-harm Irish football. I started off by referring to selective outrage. In August, the Irish cricket team is playing Afghanistan. There's a population of 45 million in Afghanistan. One half, over 20 million, are women. Women in Afghanistan under the fundamentalist Taliban regime are invisible. They're neither seen nor heard. Mothers aren't allowed to go to parks with their own children or to children's playgrounds. Women over 10 are denied any education. Medical doctors in parts of Afghanistan who are men will not provide medical assistance to pregnant women. There's an increase in maternal deaths, and Afghanistan is a horrific place. There's no protest about the cricket matches. We welcomed Qatar into the Aviva Stadium only last week. Qatar is the country that hosts Hamas, that conducted not just the barbaric atrocity of October 7, but which fired over 25,000 missiles into Israel over a two-year period. Hamas is the organization which continues currently the conflict and will not implement.
Okay, now again, Alan, there is a multifaceted
to provide peace for Gaza.
Let me put the two core elements of that then to Mark in conclusion. Two essential points there, Mark. One, if we do this, it'll be like Eurovision. It will have no impact other than damaging Irish football. And two, there are a litany of other entities where we should be taking a stand and we don't.
Alan is an absolute master of deflection there. I don't take anything that he said on board by fact. For example, if he doesn't believe there's a genocide going on and he is a genocide denier, he has to agree that Israel are in breach of FIFA and UEFA rules. Like, FIFA statutes prohibit members' associations and their clubs from playing on the territory of another member association. There's been at least 1,008 athletes, players and sports officials have been killed in the genocide.
Okay, but Mark, what are those two points? It won't achieve anything other than damaging Irish football, and there are a litany of other countries that are just as boycottable that we choose to play against.
So the stuff around the Eurovision Song Contest, what it did do, it got the conversation of Gaza and Palestine back front stage news against, but even in this country and across Europe and the other countries that had that conversation. So it did bring it, because with everything that's going on, there seems to be that Palestine and Gaza, there's no eyes in it. So that's why we had the idea of the flotilla movement and stuff like that. There's other countries out there. You could look at any other country and you could find some sort of human rights problem there. But what you won't see is the genocide that's being inflicted on the people. 75,000 men, women and children have been slaughtered.
We have that point now, Mark. Thank you. Mark Ward, Sinn Féin, TD for Dublin Midwest, and Alan Shatter, former Justice Minister and Chairman of the Magan David Add-on Ireland organisation. Thank you both very much. A lot of text response, unsurprisingly. 53106 if you want to join the conversation, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.